Vatakur is Narada Muni. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, Nityananda is Balaram, Advaita is Sadashiva Mahavishnu, Gadadhar is Radharani, and Shiva is Narada Muni. And he's the leader of all the devotees. So he was old. He appeared long before Lord Chaitanya, the age of his parents, the age of Advaita. But he was leader of devotees. He had three brothers, and they were always chanting. People would complain that they couldn't sleep because they were chanting too loud. And they were threatening. They were saying these Vaishnavas are inauspicious, creating economic crisis. They thought if they throw Shivas's house in the Ganga, that could solve their problems. And Dvaita said he would take care of anybody who threatened. So this went on for a long time. But when Lord Chaitanya came, immediately started having these kirtans in Shiva's house. So there's many different times when that was the first. Then the Chinanda came and he stayed in the house of Shivas. And he was at that time acting like Avaduta. So he would act just like a child, very like a baby practically, and only eat when the Malini was feeding him, the old wife of Shivas. So many, many things happened in that house. When they had these all-night kirtans, it was just like Vrindavan, just like the Rasa Leela place. And at first, Lord Chaitanya was only allowing the very intimate devotees to come and join these kirtans. There were others that were criticizing outside, envious, saying that those Vaishnavas, they don't work, so they're hungry, they don't eat, so they just howling all night because their stomachs are paining them. They should work. Others are saying, I think it would be nice. I'd like to go in there. But for 1 year, it was closed up. And different things happened. One time, one of the sons of Shivas Thakur died during the kirtan. And the house was big, so it was another section of the house. And the women were, you know, like naturally they were crying and making a lot of noise. And Shivas went and told them to be quiet. We don't want to disturb Lord Chaitanya's, you know, kirtan at all. Don't be foolish, lamenting. And then he went, and Lord Chaitanya stopped and said, something's wrong here. I don't feel the normal ecstasy of the kirtan. Shiva said, no, everything's fine, no problem. And they started again kirtan, but he kept saying, no, it's not right. What's wrong here? What happened? So he told him, his son had died. He said, why didn't you tell me? Take me to him. So Lord Chaitanya went, and he told him, wake up. Why did you die? And the son woke up and said, you know, I've had many, many births, and now I'm finished. He preached very nicely how all bodies are temporary, and he again left his body. But at that point, everybody understood. Everybody became self-realized, and they went back to their ecstatic kirtan. So that was one time. And Shivas was so attached to Lord Chaitanya, they didn't even get disturbed by his son dying. He was more concerned about Lord Chaitanya. Another time Lord Chaitanya again stopped, he said, the kirtan is not right. Something's wrong, and somebody's in here that shouldn't be here. And at that time, Shiva's mother-in-law was hiding in the corner behind some baskets. Nobody knew. So Shiva's looked all over the house, couldn't find anybody. A few times, finally they found her and sent her out. But Chaitanya said she couldn't stay. It was only for the very pure devotees. Another time there was a yogi who was a very austere yogi, a young yogi. Said he only took milk and fruit. And he wanted to come in for the kirtan, so Shivas let him in, but he was not visible. He kept him. And Lord Chaitanya again stopped. He said, there's something, somebody's here that shouldn't be here. I can't feel the normal ecstasy. And Shivas was saying, no, no, no. But then, finally Shivas admitted, yes, but this yogi, but he's such a pure yogi, only eats fruit and milk. And Lord Chaitanya, very angry, said, you think you can get love of Godhead by eating milk and fruit? Get out. And the yogi was, he was humble, he went out, but then Lord Chaitanya saw that he'd become very humble, and he called him back in to join the kirtan. The Shiva's house was a scene of any one place, practically, more of Lord Chaitanya's leelas than almost anywhere else. Narayani Devi was the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat. She was a small child, like 4 years old. She was a niece of Shiva's. And Lord Chaitanya gave her some remnants of his prasad and told her to chant Hare Krishna. And she started chanting and she fell into ecstatic trance and everybody was amazed. And she got special mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So then she was able to have a son, Vrindavan Das Thakur, was the primary disciple of Lord Nityananda. Wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya, one day he asked Shivas, how can you keep this Nityananda in your house, this Avadhuta? You know, he's not known. You're a very, you know, respected Brahmin family, and you're keeping this person. Nobody knows where he came from, what his lineage is, and this will not look good for your reputation. And then Shiva said, I'll never lose faith in Nityananda. He was saying he's the same as you. And even if he is going in the liquor shop, even if he marries a Muslim girl, he listed off a bunch of things that would normally in Brahmin society be condemned. He said, I'll never lose faith in Nityananda. He's always my Lord. And Lord Chaitanya was very happy, and he told him that because you have all this such firm faith in Lord Nityananda, that no poverty will ever enter your house, even if Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, somehow becomes a beggar going door to door, there'll never be poverty in your house because you have this faith in Lord Nityananda. So that's a good thing. Everybody's worried about poverty, but he wasn't worried at all. Lord Chaitanya asked Shiva, so you never work, how do you live? You know what? He had a big family, but he just said, he just depends on Krishna. Shivas was also famous for forgiveness. Several instances. One time, he was in Navadvip, what's now Navadvip. At that time, that was not Navadvip, not called Navadvip, but. And he heard a recitation of the Bhagavatam. There was a Devananda Pandit, and he was a Bhagavatam reciter, but he wasn't a devotee. But when Srivas heard the Bhagavatam, he went in, and then he became overwhelmed in ecstasy, and he fell unconscious, and the students were thinking that this guy is a disturbance, and they took him out. So later, Lord Chaitanya was passing that. Place, and he started shouting at that Devananda and saying, you know, you're a rascal, you recite Bhagavatam, you don't understand it at all, you've offended Srivas. But later that same Devananda Pandit got association of devotees and became a great devotee. And of course Srivas never took offense. The other time was that envious Gopal Chapal Brahman. He wanted to discredit Shivas, so he put all the paraphernalia for worshipping Durga on the doorstep, and the chicken or whatever, wine, different things, and Shivas just came out and said, oh yeah, well I'm worshipping Durga, ho ho ho. Other brahmanas took a great offense, they did, they were very unhappy, and Lord Chaitanya was not happy, so that Gopal Chapala, a few days later, became a leper. He had terrible leprosy and, you know, sores and oozing pus. And of course, lepers are always rejected. Nobody wants them around. And then one day he saw Lord Chaitanya and he was crying and, you know, you should help me. And Lord Chaitanya just shouted at him and said, you have to suffer now and then go to hell and suffer millions of times more because of your offense to Shivas. Then again, after some time, again, he saw Lord Chaitanya passing, and by that time he'd actually become humble and respectful, and he was begging for forgiveness or something. And Lord Chaitanya said, I can't help you. You've offended Shivas Thakur. You have to. So he went to Shivas, and immediately Shivas embraced him and forgave him, and all the disease was gone. So, of course, you know, very, very powerful. Shivas was one of the Brahmins that was always trying to get Lord Chaitanya to become a devotee. He called him one day and said, Nimai, why are you studying so much? You know, if you're just studying and if you're not learning to love Krishna, then there's no use studying. And you should be a devotee, you should just give everything for Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya was happy to hear that. He said, thank you. And he said, you'll see, when I do become a devotee, there'll be no one like me. And that's what happened when he did become a devotee, of course. There was no one like him. Everyone was very, very happy. In his house there was one kunda tree. I don't know what that is, kunda flower. They said it was called Bhaviksha tree. It always had flowers. And all the devotees would come and pick flowers from that tree to make their garlands and do their puja all year round. But it never ran out of flowers. So that's the kind of things that went on around Shivas. It's also at the house of Shivas where Lord Chaitanya manifested that Viraha Prakash. He just came there, he sat on the altar. The altar had shalagram. Lord Chaitanya moved the shalagrams over and just sat on the altar. That's when he was first revealing his identity. First he acted like a non-devotee, like a proud scholar. Then he started acting like a devotee, and then he revealed, his actual position as the Supreme Lord in this particular case. So he sat on the altar in 21 hours or something, and he was meeting all the devotees. This is in Shiva's house. One of them was Shiva's, and he was telling about something that happened long before Lord Chaitanya's appearance. You remember you were running, there was Muslims were chasing you or something, and it was very dangerous at night. You came to the river, there was no boat. And Shivas was remembering, he said, you were with your family. He said, but that boatman came all of a sudden out of nowhere, that was me. So, and Lord Chaitanya, that's when he told Haridas how he came and took the beating, because Haridas was praying so much to forgive these men who were trying to kill him, for devoting. Naturally, people, we pray to kill my enemy, but Lord Chaitanya revealed a forearm form at Shiva's house. One day Shiva's went to the Lord's house and saw the signs of highest devotion. The Lord embraced Shiva's, and hearing Shiva's speak like that, one time Lord Chaitanya went to Shiva's house, and Shiva's was worshiping Lord Nisringadeva. And he said, Shiva's, what are you doing? The person you're worshiping is here. And then he showed the forearm form, and Shiva's was, bowing down in ecstasy, and then called the whole family, and the entire family of Shiva's started worshiping Lord Chaitanya. The first day that Nityananda came and was identified, then the next day was Vyas Puja. That's called Guru Purnima, I think it's called. And one day and where everybody worships Guru, the same day for everybody, because they're actually worshiping Vyas. So he said, we have to do Lord Nityananda's Vyas Puja. Nityananda chose to do it at Shiva's house. Lord Chaitanya said that would be inconvenient. Shiva said, no, I have all the books and I know exactly how to do it, and I would just have to gather some different paraphernalia. But then when they went to do it, Nityananda was not accepting it properly, but then Lord Chaitanya told him, you have to accept it. So we're very much interesting that we have a program. Normally we wouldn't, I guess, have a program for Shiva's Thakur, although we should. He's one of the Panchatattva. He's Narada Muni. And, he came with Lord Chaitanya. He was a leader of all the devotees in Navadvipa. And his kirtan, Lord Chaitanya gave credit to his kirtan, along with Advaita's calling out. We know Advaita was actually calling for specifically for Krishna to come. And Shivas was making kirtan all the time, even when there was very few people in Navadvipa that were devotees and were chanting. But he and his three brothers were always making kirtan, even though they became, many people were against them for it. Even then, people are thinking of this kirtan as a disturbance. If there's, like now, we don't do this here, but in countries where we go chanting in the street, if we stay in front of any one store for very long, they start thinking, well, it's because of the Hare Krishnas I'm not getting so much business today. And they call the police and say, you have to get out of here. Although they may not have had any business all day long, but the people were saying like that, these Vaishnavas, we're going to throw Shiva's house in the Ganga, we're going to call the king is a murderer, Muslim, and he'll take care of him. The Pashandis were angered by such interruption of their pleasure of sleep, because they would be chanting at night. And maybe they went out chanting, I don't know, you know, I was waking everybody up, but the people that don't like chanting, you know, even if you're chanting very softly, they can hear it, and they can't sleep, they get very agitated. I've seen this in other countries, especially when we have Mangalarti, and people just came home a few hours before drunk and trying to sleep, it really disturbs them. So they were filled with anger, especially against Shivas, which led them to spread the rumors of the king's displeasure with Shivas. The omniscient Lord, who is affectionate to his devotees, appeared in his four-armed divine form before Shivas while the latter was engaged in his house and worshipping the Shingadeva, and encouraged him by his words of mercy. Shivas then realized that the Lord was Krishna himself and glorified him. On hearing the prayers of Shivas, the Lord manifested his own form and commanded Shivas and his wife to worship him. Shivas and all his family members then worshiped the Lord and expressed their humility, and the Lord removed Shivas' tears with words of assurance. On the order of the Lord, Sri Narayani, the daughter of Shiva's brother, cried and fell unconscious while chanting the name of Krishna. Shivas was relieved of all the fears of the Pashandis by beholding all these divine manifestations and chanted the glories of the Lord. Shivas was permitted to see a manifestation of the Lord's opulences, which are difficult for even the Vedas to behold. The Lord forbade Shivas from revealing this confidential manifestation. The Lord returned home after giving Shivas his assurance of support against all danger. The author then glorifies Shivas's household, which fully engaged in the service of Krishna, and declared that the service of Krishna's devotees is the only means of obtaining Krishna's service. The author then describes how he received the order of Nityananda to write this book. So Shrivas is always there. He, from before Lord Chaitanya, he was one of the only devotees doing kirtan in Navadvip. But after Lord Chaitanya, they had a very intimate association. And he also came with, you know, to Puri every year to be with the Lord. Whenever the Lord saw Shivas or other devotees, he would offer obeisances, and the Lord and devotees would bless him. Another time when Lord Chaitanya was accused of being mad, you know, when he first was exhibiting his love of Godhead, and he was just Krishna, and he was before the supreme logical teacher and debater, but then any question anybody asked him about grammar, he would just say it's all in the name of Krishna, and everything is the name of Krishna. So people were confused, and some were saying he has some disturbance of air, too much vata. When someone has too much vata, they get a little crazy. Call him airhead. And they were telling Mother Sachi to tie him down because he might make trouble, to, you know, rub oil on his head and different things. And he went to Shivas and he said, what do you think? Is it, you know, some people are saying I'm crazy. I've gone mad. And Sribai said, Lord Chaitanya said, you know, what do you think about this? My behavior. Someone said I should be bound up because of my insanity. What do you think? Shiva said, your madness is good. I also want the same kind of madness that you have. I see the highest devotional symptoms in your body. Lord Krishna has bestowed his mercy on you. When the Lord heard this from Shiva, he embraced him in great happiness. He said, everyone said I was afflicted with madness. You alone have concluded otherwise. So I'm greatly obliged to you. He said, if you had said I was crazy, I would have drowned myself in the Ganges. So this is a very intimate relationship between Shiva and Shiva said, I would like to have such madness, to be only thinking, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, always calling out for Krishna and explaining everything. It's Krishna. They would ask him detailed questions about grammar, and he'd just say, everything is the name of Krishna. Shiva said, the symptoms that you are displaying, they're desired by Brahma, Shiva, and Sanaka, the Kumaras. We will get together and chant the names of Krishna. Let the atheists say whatever they want. We don't care. Shiva then said to Sachi, give up all your anxiety, because Sachi Mata was in a lot of anxiety when she saw Lord Chaitanya in this mood. She'd never seen him like that before. So she was worried, as a mother, thinking that he'd gone mad. And other people were telling her, your son has gone mad, you have to tie him up. So you can imagine how she felt. But Shiva told her, you should be very happy. This is not insanity. It is devotion to Krishna. No one else can understand this fact. If you wish to see many more of Krishna's mysteries, then do not tell ordinary people about this. Because real advanced love for Krishna is not so easy to understand. So Shiva went home and Sachimata felt better. So there's, if we really dig in, there's much more. But we all know Narada Muni. If you've read Srimad, hopefully you've read Srimad Bhagavatam. He's one of the main personalities in the Srimad Bhagavatam from the very beginning. He's one of the main speakers. He has many, many disciples in the Bhagavatam. He's teaching. He helped to speed up, he encouraged Kamsa to kill all the sons of Devaki. Sounds crazy, but he wanted Krishna to make sure that Krishna would appear. He knew ahead of time, he knew everything that was going to happen. So you can't blame him. Lord Brahma had already taught him everything. And we used to call him the transcendental spaceman in the early days, because that was a time in the late 60s and 70s when all the talk was about going to outer space, going to the moon, going somewhere. So, but Narada Muni was that person that could go anywhere. But in this case, he appeared as Srivas Thakur as a householder, Brahmana, didn't exhibit any mystic powers or anything like that. But he had firm faith in Lord Nishinanda and Lord Chaitanya, which is very important. If someone accepts Lord Chaitanya but not Lord Nishinanda, then they'll have to go to hell. That was the case of the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was arguing all the time Krishnadas Kaviraj said, he believed in Lord Chaitanya but not in Lord Nityananda. And Krishnadas Kaviraj couldn't convince him otherwise. So then Nityananda came and told him, go to Vrindavan. So he went to Vrindavan and settled down there and heard Chaitanya Leela, and then he wrote the book. So these atheists were saying, you know, because of Shivas, the entire country is ruined, just because he was, holding all these kirtans. People get like that. So, but he didn't worry about it. He had just total faith completely in Krishna. All right? I mentioned that before. They're all saying we should throw his house in the Ganga. But Shivas is very, very liberal and kind. One time Lord Chaitanya came to his house and said, what are you doing? Who are you worshiping? Shivas became scared. Was speechless. Cried out of love of seeing the Lord, and fear in his heart was dispelled by the Lord's assurance. Shivas' body became filled with ecstasy, and he stood up with folded hands and began offering prayers to the Lord. He was a learned scholar in the Mahabhagavat, and after being ordered by the Lord, he offered so many prayers, similar to those offered by Lord Brahma. Shivas became overwhelmed in ecstasy. He raised his arms, cried, and sighed. Shivas felt great happiness. Then the Lord spoke compassionately to Shivas. He brought all the other family members, and everybody worshiped the Lord. So that we're just kind of repeating here. Lord Chaitanya said everyone in Shiva's house was very, very dear to him, and everyone would get Krishna Prema. There was one servant girl that used to bring the water. Lord Chaitanya was asking who brings it, and her name was Duki. He said Lord Chaitanya changed her name to Suki. He said no one can be Duki in the house of a devotee. All right? Any questions? Comments? Anybody else know anything about Shiva? It's very important. I mean, we chant every kirtan before we chant Hare Krishna. We're chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaur and all the devotees, but he's the leader of all the devotees. Panchatatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Bhattaram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktika. Bhakti Shakti, that's Shivas. The energy of devotion. The devotee. He's Narada Muni. He's not just any other devotee, but he's the leader of all the devotees. We're all supposed to be followers of Narada Muni. Telling going everywhere and chanting Hare Krishna, telling people about Krishna. And we see how more and more people all over the world are finding out about Krishna and trying to surrender to Krishna. We don't want people just to know, oh yeah, Krishna. We want people to surrender to Krishna. That's why we organize kirtan. Try to get as many people as possible to join. Okay? Any questions? Do you have a question? You want to chant Hare Krishna? And Shrivas, even though he was one of the oldest devotees by age in the whenever there was kirtan, Lord Chaitanya would arrange, you know, mridanga players and kartal players and singers and dancers. And Shrivas was always one of the main dancers in the one group. Shrivas, Advaita, Haridas, all the oldest ones of the lead dancers. Okay, so should we have some kirtan now? I'm just setting my clock so I know the actual time. And it's easier to deal with. You can distribute cake to the children?
Yes, for everybody. Cake for everyone.